Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Positive Radio with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Every Saturday at 2 p.m. PST, 3 p.m. MST, Charmaine will interview four PawsUp guests in the pet world. Positive Radio brings together pet experts, authors in the pet industry, pet businesses, pet and rescue organizations, and all of us pet lovers. Charmaine is a professional speaker and best-selling author of On Toby's Terms, soon to be a major motion picture, and Toby the Pet Therapy Dog children's series. You can find out more about Charmaine's books and to inquire about her speaking at one of your events at www.ontobysterms.com. Make sure to sign up for Charmaine's blog and newsletter at www.hammondgroup.biz. Grab a notepad, pen, and get ready to take in some of the most positive stories and tips you will ever hear with Charmaine Hammond.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Positive Radio with Charmaine Hammond. We're talking about all things pets. We're here every week talking about all kinds of issues, current news, products, and services that can help your pet family and your pets. And I'm really excited about this interview with Tom Arnold. Tom Arnold left Microsoft and started PetHub.com. That's PetHub.com. He started that in 2010 after a one-month software project in India actually turned into 3 months, and Tom said he felt really disconnected from his pets. He wanted to have an easy way not only to keep tabs on his cats, but also to make it easy for his pet sitters, his veterinarian, and others to share the critical data. Nothing existed, and so the idea for PetHub began. The result is that PetHub is now the single most effective way to get an animal home again quickly and, of course, safely through a physical ID tag that links to a pet's online profile, provides alerts and GPS data of when a pet is found, and it also allows the owner to send out electronic versions of a lost pet poster to shelters and businesses near where their pet was last seen. If you're at your computer, pop on over to their Facebook page at facebook.com/PetHub. Of course, same handle, PetHub on Twitter, PetHub TV on YouTube, and, of course, their blog is PetHubSound.me. We'll have all the links in the show promo. This organization, PetHub, is receiving accolades from groups like PetMD, BBC News, American Humane Society, Connected World, and that is just a few. And, of course, from many, many happy pet families whose pets were returned to them. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Hi, Charmaine. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. This is a great conversation because I pretty much can guarantee that every person, every family who has a pet has probably wondered, what would I do if my pet went missing? How would I find him or her? What do I need to do? And so tell us a little bit more about PetHub.com.
You bet. I'm really excited to actually combine my love of doing software with the animals that are in my life. And so a lot of the stuff that we're doing is are things that we want ourselves for our animals. So you covered a lot of it. Thank you for such a wonderful introduction. What happens is people go on the website and they create a profile for their animals. Some people have actually called us a Facebook for pets. We're not really that, but the cool thing is that once you create this profile for your animal, you can now link it to a physical tag. So they either buy a tag from us on our website, or they can go into a number of pet stores in the U.S., Canada, and we're just getting into Europe now, too,
wow,
where they can buy a tag, and they come to our website to activate it, and you just type in the ID number, and that tag is now pointing to your pet's profile. And the cool thing is you can actually have, like me, I've got like maybe 10 different tags for my harnesses, my leashes, or my collars and things like that, and they all point to a single profile for my animal. So I only have to update things in one place.
Beautiful, beautiful. One of the statements, Tom, that really, really jumped out for me is that in 2012, of all the animals found using PetHub services, 97% were home in under 24 hours. I mean, that's incredible. And I heard from you that the national average is only 18% of dogs and 2% of cats that go missing
yeah.
never get home. Wow.
Yeah, we were blown away to find that out.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a free call center that is included with our basic account. So I know there are products out there where you have to pay a monthly fee to have a call center and an ID tag on your pet. And we have enough people who use a lot of the other cool features on our site that we don't have to charge for a call center. So
cool.
Somebody could buy a tag, set up their profile, and never pay us another penny if they don't want to, and they have that call center available. And that's why we're able to get pets home so quickly, because we make it easy for whoever is finding and wanting to help your pet.
Wonderful. Yeah, and I mean, that's a time where families are in distress. You know, I can't imagine if our dog took off, you know, chased a rabbit, took off, and just that period of time where we're wondering, where are you? How do we get you home? It's a stressful time. Now, some families have microchips. They might be saying, well, come on, Tom, my dog has a microchip, so why this?
Right. It is a horrible sinking feeling. I've had my cat shoot out the door before, and I've just been, like, instant panic of where's my latest photo and how do I get a poster up and things like that. And so that's one of the nice things is you basically set up your profile where you just print it out and you're able to post posters right away. And then, of course, if anybody scans the tag or calls the phone number, they have the immediate access that you get to update as much as you want. So to your very thoughtful question of the microchip, that's a common question we get. It turns out, I was shocked to find this in the U.S., that only 5% of animals are microchipped.
Wow.
And then what's worse is the ones that are microchipped, only 58% of them have out-of-date information.
Oh,
so over half is outdated. So imagine going into a vet. I can't imagine being working at a shelter or being a vet where somebody brings an animal in and they scan it and the little thing beeps and they're like, oh, cool, it has a microchip. And they call the phone number and then it's just the original shelter's data, or it was never registered, or the person has moved and never updated their information. So that's what's cool about our system is, one, you can go in and update the information, and you can allow others that you trust in your animal's life to keep it up to date as well, such as a pet sitter, especially if you're away on vacation. And so that's one of the huge things for us, is being able to have that data easily updated, and you also get a notification when somebody finds your animal. So if they view the profile or call the phone number, you're getting an alert, and you know to jump on and go do any updates if you need to. So microchips, don't get me wrong, microchips are super important. I have them on my dogs and cats because I look at it as a safety net. But our goal at Pet Hub is to get them home before you have to even take them to a shelter or to a vet.
Perfect. You know, and I think you're raising a really important point. I mean, we have our dog with a microchip as well, and we have a dog, a tag with his name and phone number. But there's times where we go outside, get outside, oh, shoot, forgot the collar, come back in. So, I mean, who's to say he doesn't chase a rabbit or a bird or, you know, something catches his attention. So I think you're talking about something really important, having several different ways that your pet can be identified, and where Pet Hub is really stepping up the process is that you're working at getting them home safely, quickly, and before they even get to some place where they're going to need to be scanned and identified.
Exactly. And one thing I've found is that, so I have all of his microchip information on his profile, so even when you bring up his profile by scanning his tag, you can still see his microchip info if the owner chooses to share that. But I found it helpful for me where, let's take your scenario. I take my dog out. I didn't put the collar on because it's just a quick walk, and then he takes off. And I'm like, oh, shoot, what was that? I need to go make sure that's up to date. Where's the paperwork for that? Well, the nice thing is I jump on his profile on pethub.com, and I have his microchip number. I have the phone number for the microchip place. It's all in one place, and I can even do it on my cell phone, my smartphone, if I want to bring it up and look at it really quickly. I could be standing right there and doing it instead of running into my desktop
right.
computer.
Well, and I'm thinking if you're on holidays or something, I mean, I've had friends who are on vacation and their dog escapes momentarily. And, of course, they're in a new area they're not familiar with. And so if all of that is at home on the computer, it becomes a real big process to access all that information, the updated
right.
photo. I mean, a lot of pet owners or pet families are like me. They have their phone full of photos of their their animals.
Exactly.
But
we have
not
a lot
everyone
of, I'm sorry. I get excited talking about this, so I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's okay.
We have... We have a huge contingent of RVers who travel with their dogs and cats. And one of the things they like about this is they can just jump on really quickly and put in the information about where they are currently so that if their animal went missing right where they were, then you know, the information says we're at this RV park. And then we have this thing we call community alert, where you can type in the address where your animal was last seen, and we will notify all of the shelters and businesses in the local area saying,
wow.
be on the lookout for this animal. And you mentioned it in the introduction about doing the electronic
mm-hmm.
lost pet poster. Well, that's exactly what you're doing. You're sending out that profile. Businesses can print it out and stick it up on their door, and if the animal enters the shelter, then they have the information about the animal. They have a photo, any medications it needs, the latest vaccinations. So they know that it's safe, that it's been altered, all that kind of stuff.
Wow. That's phenomenal, just being able to get that information out there so quickly. And I think it's a great feature that you got where folks, like you said, the RVers, other folks who are traveling, what a great feature for people who are out of state, out of province, in a new area.
Exactly.
So we've got our license tags, we've got our rabies tags, I've got a name tag with our phone number on our dog. I think that's all the tags I've got. So that's a noisy dog, all that bling rattling together.
Yeah, it's a lot of tags and it's a lot of jingling against the water bowl that drives me crazy. So you're wondering why I put another tag on your dog?
Right.
Yeah, you don't want him to tip forward because he's, you know...
too much weight.
Too much weight. Well, yeah, so what we've learned and what we've done ourselves is a lot of people, because you can have the rabies information on the pet's profile, the rabies tag number, the license tag number, and your phone number, plus you can put as many other people's phone numbers on the profile as you want. You could put 100 on there if you want to. It basically allows you to boil it down to a single tag on
wow.
your dog's collar so that when they view the profile, it brings all of that information up. And we've even checked here in the Seattle area with our local animal control folks, and they said as long as we can get the license number information by calling your 800 number or by scanning the tag, we just want to be able to check its current license status. So
right.
they were fine with removing their tag. There was something else I was going to say. Oh, I know what it was. We also have these collars. They're called scruff tag collars from one of our partners. And the scruff tag collar allows you to, it's actually embedded, woven into the collar itself. And so
oh,
that
wow.
way the tag jingling against the water bowl goes away.
there's a lot of people racing to the computer right now, I bet, just after hearing no more tag clinking on the water bowl and no more. Our dog has this thing, I don't know what it is, 2:30 in the morning, every morning he wakes up. And, of course, if I've forgotten to just take his dog collar off when he goes to bed, he wakes up and he's running around the house at 2:30 in the morning, of course, all three tags clinking nice and loudly. So this also allows our listeners a peaceful night's sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. So tell us about the webpage. What do people find on your webpage, and what's available for them in terms of services and products and so forth?
Sure. Well, if they go to pethub.com and click on shop, they'll see a list of a number of tags that we offer and that have been manufactured by a number of our partners. Now, we're really focused on doing the software because we're software geeks out of Microsoft, as you mentioned. So what we try to do is we work with existing tag manufacturers to allow them to take our technology and put them on their collars and on their tags and push them into the channels that they already have set up and you know, get it out there into the retail stores and into people's hands. And then we have the free phone number and the free profile and all that. So then a lot of people are like, well, okay, that's great. What are the services you provide and how the heck are you keeping your lights on? Well, it's a fair question. When people come to our site, they can create an account for free for themselves and they can add as many pets as they want, again, for free. And they can link as many tags as they want to their pet's profile, again, no charge. And then we raised the bar where we made it. We said there's so many people out there that try to charge for this phone number plus a unique ID for a call center. We found that enough of our users upgrade to our premium subscriptions that we could go ahead and make that call center free to our non-paying subscribers. And I mean, our bet is that people are going to see the other cool stuff that we do and are willing to pay a couple bucks a month to get these other cool things.
Yeah.
Which then begs the question, okay, great, Tom, what are these other cool things?
The words out of my mouth.
So the premium feature that we offer, again, it's optional, but if somebody chooses to pay us, if they do a two-year subscription, it ends up coming out to $2 a month. But basically, when somebody scans the tag or calls the call center to access the pet's profile, the owner receives an immediate alert that something's going on. So you know, one, you get a copy of all the information the call center collects. So that goes down to you. That's part. The alert is part of the paid subscription. And actually, the call center part, we send that alert out for free because we want to make sure you have a record of it. But as far as when somebody scans the tag, you get that. When somebody is using a smartphone or a mobile device like an iPad or what have you, we will take any GPS data that we're able to pull off of that device because all of us are walking around with GPSs in our pockets.
Yeah.
And we'll take that and send you a map in email that says, here's where your pet's profile was just viewed. And so you can click on that map that's in your email and we'll launch a browser and it'll show you step by step how to get to your pet from where you are to where your pet was just scanned.
Wow.
So that's part of our paid subscription. A lot of people love that.
Yes, I can imagine.
And then the shelter, actually, it's been renamed the Community Alert. It used to be Shelter Alert. The Community Alert piece, because it takes us time and money to keep that up to date, that's the broadcast your pet's profile out to the community. That's part of that subscription, that upgraded premium subscription as well. So at any time, you can go ahead and just broadcast out your pet's information to all of the shelters and businesses in the local area that are in our database, and we've got 13,000 in North America.
Wow.
And it brings up this huge list. When you type in your address, it shows you on a map all the different ones, and you can go and pick which ones you want to notify. That's part of our premium subscription. And then the other one is that we work with a number of partners to get deep, deep discounts for people so that if you are a premium subscriber, you have the option of doing some additional things for super, super economically priced options. I didn't want to say cheap. For a very good price. For example, Pet First Healthcare is a company here in the U.S. We don't offer this yet in Canada, but in the U.S., for $19 per pet per year, you can insure your animal for up to $3,000. So if your animal gets away and gets in a fight with another animal or tangled in barbed wire or injured with a vehicle or something like that, your animal is covered for $3,000 while it's missing after a $50 deductible. So,
that's amazing.
It's incredible. It's like $19 for a whole year's coverage.
That's four cups of coffee. That's all.
I know. I'm constantly giving up a latte to go buy a toy or some dried salmon treats for my cat.
That's an incredible opportunity. Mm-hmm.
And so things like that. And we're constantly signing up new partners, and it's just deep discounts only for our premium subscribers. So the hope is when people look at this and say $2 a month, $24 for a year of this, and I'm already going to save, I mean, just the minute that I subscribe, I've already saved because of all these other things, plus the cool features that they're adding.
Right.
And we're hoping it's a no-brainer for people. And currently, 30% of our users agree with us. They are paying us to be subscribers, which more than covers the people who don't want to subscribe.
Well, and like you said, for $24 a year, really, that's not even five cups of coffee you'd have to give up for that to make sure your pets are safe and returned home. I really love what you guys are doing at Pet Hub, Tom. And there was a success story comment that just jumped off the page at me like it was a neon lights or something. And the quote says, "The work of finding her was done before we ever knew she was gone. This was a pet who had gone on a little adventure." And then the pet family said, "The work of finding her was done by Pet Hub before we even knew she was gone." And I think that's a great testament to the services you're offering at Pet Hub.
We are so excited. I mean, it's just fun to come to work. It's fun to know that we're making a difference. And you're right. I can't tell you how many times we will call somebody and say, "Hey, somebody found your pet." And they're like, "No, they didn't. My dog's right here. He's in the backyard." And they're like, "Wait a minute." It's surprisingly common how often that happens.
Yes, they can be amazing escape artists, can't they?
And it happens fast.
It does happen fast. And it's scary. For I do have friends that have had their pet go missing, even just for 10 minutes when they thought their pet was in the backyard and their dog went down the neighborhood to visit one of the other dogs. But in that 10-minute span of not knowing where the dog is, not hearing him bark, it's a scary thing. So, and I always look at our pets as part of our forever family, so we want to do whatever
Absolutely.
We can to keep them safe, healthy, and with us.
Yeah, they're my four-legged kids.
Yes. Now, Tom, I know that you so generously put together a special promotion. Can you tell the listeners about that?
Well, yeah, we wanted to give people a chance to give this a try, and instead of trying to pick one thing and saying, "Here you go, everybody," I wanted to give people an option of things to pick from. So anybody who wants to go to our store at shop.pethub.com or just pethub.com, you can click on the shop link. We're going to use, I hope you don't mind, we're going to use your dog's name as the coupon code.
Toby!
So, exactly. So my sister actually had a horse named Toby. I love the name.
Thank you. Me too.
So if somebody goes and places an order for whatever, one of our collars, one of our tags, they could personalize it so it has their name and phone number on it or whatever they want. If they use Toby when they're checking out, that'll give them a 10% off of their order. In addition, when they get the tag and they come to activate their subscription or their tag, if they choose to upgrade, we're going to give them we have a monthly subscription option, and they could try out the service for $1. Usually it's $13 for the first month because it's a $10 sign up and then $3, again, for the optional premium. People could pay us nothing if they want to and still get some of these basic services with their tag. I just want to make sure that's clear. But if they want to try the cool stuff, they could do it for $1 for the first month. And the coupon code for that is $1. It's the number one and then the word dollar when they're checking out. And that will give them a $12 off of the $13 order. And then they can try it out. And if they don't like it, they can cancel at any time. It's really simple. There's go in their account and click the word cancel, and it's done. And So we try to keep it easy. I love it when people make it easy on me, and so we're trying to do the same thing.
Well, I love that you've done that, and thank you so much for the generous the generous discount for the listeners. So we will make sure to all of you listening that in the blog, the directions on how to access that are there. But basically, it's PetHub, PETHUB.com. You're going on the shopping tab, and the coupon code is Toby, T-O-B-Y. Tom, it's been great talking with you. I love what you're doing at PetHub.com, and I know the families that are with you as clients using your services must appreciate big time what PetHub's doing, just in terms of providing peace of mind and not having to have 9 million dog tags on your dog collar. That, I think, is a selling feature just on its own.
You know, the jingle on the water bowl. Huge.
Yes. And well, and I know I'll be visiting PetHub as soon as the show's over today and getting our dog up there and into the system. So thank you so much, Tom, for being on the show.
Thank you, Charmaine. Thank you so much, and to your listeners as well.
Thank you. And we've been talking to Tom Arnold. He is with PetHub.com. Again, on Facebook, just find them at PetHub. Same handle on Twitter and Pinterest. And if you want to go on YouTube, they have a channel. It's PetHub TV. And, of course, the site where you can find all of the cool services and the different products that are available is PetHub.com. Thanks again, Tom.
Thank you so much.
Oh, what a great conversation with Tom Arnold. What a wonderful way to get our pets home safely and quickly. We know that none of us want to ever go through that moment of not knowing where our furry family member is, and I'm delighted to see organizations and groups like PetHub who are making it easy for us. You know how I love to share a little tidbit and a story about our dog, Toby? Well, let me share a couple about Toby Jr. We're actually doing training with Gila from Dog is Good, a company out of California. You've heard me talk about them on the show. And we had a training session with her virtually the other day, and it was so helpful. There's so much information that she is helping us understand sort of how dogs think so that we can be clearer and more consistent in our communication. One of the things that Toby does is he has these little meltdowns when I sit down at my computer. Now, he doesn't do this all the time, and the meltdown looks like this. He comes over, puts his head under my elbow, flips my elbow up in the air, not very good if there's a cup of coffee in my hand, and then he starts to try and push my chair away from the computer, paws me, he grabs my hand, he makes it really clear he doesn't want me to be at the computer, not sure what he really wants, but anyhow, what Gila's been doing is really working with us for me not to play into that behavior, but for me to simply let him know what's okay and what's not okay. So what we've been trying is when he has these little meltdowns, immediately I just break eye contact with him. And that has already had a huge impact. And I let him know to go on his mat now. We've been doing mat training. So this was Gila's recommendation this week, that I bring up his little mat that he loves to lay on, a couple of treats. And then before I go to work on the computer, we're going to go outside, play, have a game of fetch. Then I bring him up, put him on the mat, and let him know to stay and give him a little treat. Well, today we had a big breakthrough. No computer meltdown. The mat training worked so well, and he was actually asleep in 3 minutes. So it's amazing that once we can understand how clear our communication needs to be and finding out what works and what doesn't and getting the guidance of a great trainer, we can see dramatic improvements really, really quick. The other exciting news is our book, Toby the Pet Therapy Dog, says, be a buddy, not a bully, just won gold. That's right, just won a gold in the Reader's Favorite Awards. We were just so excited to get that news. We got that news on the weekend. One last thing I want to mention about our dog is that one of the funny stories, we have bought a GoPro camera for him. Not sure if you know what those are, but the little cameras, you see kids wearing them on their when they're surfing and biking and skateboarding. Well, we have one that our dog wears, and we're filming the world through Toby's eyes. And we just had a hysterical time watching a piece of footage the other day.
We had tossed his Kong off the dock. He loves to dive into the water. He dove off the dock, looked like Superman, actually, shot his two legs out in front, the other two legs out behind, looked like Superman soaring through the air. And the GoPro camera actually caught his paws underwater, so we could see actually what the swimming looks like when he was underwater. The most interesting thing, of course, was we saw a little fish going by and some weeds that he had stirred up as he was swimming. And, of course, you hear all the noises that dog makes. And then what he was looking at, well, he was in the lake, so following different birds in the sky and on the water. We're really excited about this and learning lots because we're also now using the GoPro camera when we're practicing our training routines with Toby. So when we're outside working on commands like sit, stay, come, heel, down, and certainly and working with him on impulse control, which is our project this week, we're videoing him so that we can see what's working and what's not. And then, of course, he's videoing the whole training perspective from his eyes. So I'm looking forward to getting some of that footage up on Facebook, being able to share it all with you. I'd love to hear some of the fun stories about your pets. Have you had a training breakthrough, something that you were really wrestling with your dog, and you finally figured it out? You had a breakthrough, a funny story, maybe a heartwarming story. We'd love to hear that. Follow us on Facebook, and our handle there is The Original Team Toby, T-E-A-M-T-O-B-Y, The Original Team Toby. And our handle on Twitter is Team Toby and the number 2. We'd love to hear your stories. We'd also be interested in hearing who you would like to hear as a guest on our show. And you know what? Maybe it's you. Again, we want to thank all of our loyal listeners for being with us every week on Positive Radio with Team Toby, myself, Charmaine Hammond. And we are going to start videotaping our recordings of the show so that we can start to play back some funny footage of what our dog is doing while we're on the radio with you. Thanks again for joining us, folks. And until next week on Positive Radio, let's be kind to one another.